NH, monitoring.
D4NGU.
You, this is KO4NH. Hello, my name is Fred. I'm in the mobile today. How are you?
Hello, Fred. Handle is Phil. I'm in Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
The Greer area right now. I'm actually at my parents' house right now. I'm showing my little brother a ham radio.
Well, enjoy it if he gets in it. This is my 51st year, and I'm still a young fella.
Oh, yeah, I understand that one. I know an amateur has been in this about as long as you. That's pretty cool.
Went up here to Lowe's to get some anchors. Somebody decided they wanted to loosen my mailbox. You know how that goes, so I'm going to drill it back down in the... Mine's having to be mounted in the sidewalk, and that's kind of inconvenient. Rather it be in the dirt, but the sidewalk's on my side, so I don't have any choice.
Boy, I know exactly what you're about to go through. I had, last time I had to put concrete anchors in, I had to put a little bit of cement down to make sure it wouldn't go nowhere.
I've got a hammer drill, so I'm going to have to enlarge the holes a little bit. Be nice if I could put a support back in the yard a foot or two and then stretch it over the sidewalk, but of course that blocks it and you can't do that.
Heck, if we're up, me, I'd mount it like an antenna. drive straight in the ground and put a bunch of rope on it.
So, did you say this was your son? Who was this that was listening?
Younger brother. I am actually his older brother. He's unlicensed, but I'm kind of showing him ham radio. Me and my father are licensed, and he's kind of coming out watching us every once in a while.
Different facets of the hobby. You can talk through satellites. You can talk to your neighbor. You can talk to somebody in Russia, point to point. When the internet goes down, you don't care because this is point to point, and nobody can shut you down. And the test is multiple choice, and it's nothing you can't study and get. It's easy, and especially the first one. And you will really love it, and you'll find a couple of good clubs in the area that you can attend and just a lot of good people in the hobby to help you. There are guys that kind of specialize in helping new guys, and they're called Elmers, and they just love to do that. So don't think that you won't have enough help or won't know what to do next, because there are people that'll help you.
NH for station ID, I think he wants to say something. Thinks he wants to say hello. So that just came over the radio. That's why I did station ID there for him.
I think I doubled with him, Fred. I didn't hear him.
Right, this is KO4NH for station ID. I'm passing to my little brother for a second for a quick broadcast.
What's your first name? That's a good Bible name, Matthew. Yeah, you need to get in the hobby now. Listen to your older brother. You'll never regret it. And after I learned a little bit, it allowed me to get a license, and I sat up on a mountain for several years getting through college just because I had the license to be at a commercial broadcast station, and I could have never passed that if I hadn't have been a ham. And for about 3 years, I got paid to do nothing but read meters once an hour, and I could study through college, so you never know where it might lead you.
Hey.
At home again, and got to get on this mailbox chore. We've got relatives coming from Kentucky tomorrow afternoon, so a few things around the yard I'm trying to get done, but good to meet you. And I used to live in Greer, built a couple of subdivisions over there. Off Suba Road, Fairview Road, Riverside, near the high school, and used to be a builder in another life. But we'll talk to you later, W4. Never give up.
Hey, this has been KO4NH. Hope you have a great day, man. I unfortunately didn't catch your name, but 7-3, hope everything goes well, and I hope you have a great day. This is KO4NH. I will still be monitoring.
Name is Phil.
Have a great day, Phil. Again, 7-3. Again, this is KO4NH. Again, I'll still be monitoring.
GU-N0TR. Yeah, N0TR, clear.
KO4 NNH.
NNH, name here's Tom, and I was just headed out the door. How's your day going?
Fred, I'm currently in my mobile right now. I'm showing my little brother ham radio. I'm doing pretty well right now. I'm currently in the Greer area.
Well, Fred, you got an absolutely clear signal. No static whatsoever. And we're in the northern part of Greer, up here near Robinson Lake. I was just working on an air tank here, and I was going to say hi to Phil. And no big deal. I was going to take it out and put it in a tin barn. I bought a little air bubble the other day, and it didn't have the kind of holes I wanted on it, so I could put my different tools on the end of it, or not tools, but like if you want to air up a tire, or if you want to have something to blow something off, you couldn't change those utensils, shall we say, out there on the end, so I put a new hose on it and a new adapter on it. Looks like it's going to work.
I actually have to, I've got two adapters I used to use in my job. I had two different adapters for two different types, totally different types of tools, and I just couldn't get the right connectors to go on either one. I had to make converter adapters to the right standard, but ended up getting working though, so I know, but I know exactly what you're talking about there.
Roger. Well, I was blowing out a condenser on a refrigerator, and I had to wind up running the airline from the basement clear upstairs, but I had some spare airline there, so that worked out all right. But there's times when you just want a little air bubble, or you got to go out and help someone out with a flat tire or something, and I had a bigger one, but I couldn't lift it, Fred. I'm getting too, shall we say, fragile. I just can't lift much. So I got that small one I seen at Harbor Freight the other day. And you know them, cheap's the word, but it's a nice little tank. And, back when I was in Kansas, I even built my own air compressor. Bought the compressor, bought the motor. I had a hot water tank, and that's what I made my air compressor out of.
That is the first I've ever heard about that, somebody using a water heater for an air compressor. You know what? Whatever works, works, right? But, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I think the little portable air tanks, I think I saw one before, but I never really had a hands-on experience. I know they hold air and everything. You can move compressed air around with no issues, but wow, that's pretty impressive though.
This is N0TR. All it took was a compressor and I think I had a horse and a half motor on it, and then I bought a square D pressure switch and a pop off valve, and I made my own unloading tank out of a piece of, I think it was 3-inch diameter, quarter-inch steel pipe that was a drop-off from where I worked at. I worked in a large machine shop and a structural shop. And I made the cart for it. But you can't do that with the water tanks anymore. My neighbor had collected these from many years ago, and they were at least a quarter of an inch thick. But you got to watch out, because when you compress air or do anything, it can condense and causes water, and those tanks are like a bomb if they go off. So he also had a hydro machine there, and we hydro did it up to 300 pounds to make sure the tank was good and safe. And there just aren't any tanks like that anymore. The fire used to go around the outside of the tank, Fred, in the old days, real old days, and they were galvanized, and they were thick. I mean, you could shoot one with a .22 rifle, and it just bounce off. But nowadays, the fire goes up the center of them, as far as I know. You know, times change. But it worked for me for quite a few years, and when I left Kansas, it was just more than I could load on a truck, and I give it to a friend of mine. Well, it was a good learning experience, so.
Get for a station ID. Come on in.
Yeah, I'm talking about that story on the water tanks. It reminds me of the place I work at now. I first started working there, we had water heaters as accumulators. We do pneumatic cylinders, so needless to say, we had to have a lot of accumulators for running tests and stuff. And we had an expansion on the building, and there was still an alcove with a storm door. One of the water heaters went off, exploded, and that storm door was probably 30 feet away. The water heater was up in the ceiling, and it obliterated the storm door. Over.
Yeah, I didn't catch your name, but that's a great story, and it gives you an idea of the power of water, of air pressure. And then, you know, they put an accumulator on these water tanks now. They didn't used to do that. It's a separate vessel that's required by code. And I had a new hot water tank put in here a while back, and they installed that. In the old days, I'd have done it myself, but I'm getting too old. But it's a pretty good thing. They use accumulators and hydraulics and pneumatics quite a bit. What was your name, sir?
QRKN4CHY. Name here is Keith. I'm over in Seneca. We've talked before, but yeah, I heard you talking about that, and I wanted to share that experience. It was eye-opening for us. I mean, we knew that it was dangerous, but those things, I've been there since 95. They were in the ceiling when I got there, and I don't really know what happened. They probably didn't have pop-off valves on them, and probably hadn't been inspected in decades or whatever, but yeah, it was just amazing the damage that the little alcove was built out of, just stick built onto what used to be the back of the building, and it took out the storm door and did some damage to the paneling and all inside that little alcove. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, Keith. Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear from you and stay in there. That's a very interesting story, and we all learned something. And kids in the old days, they had a tendency to take an airline and you'd walk by them or something, and they'd squirt at you with them and that. And I would chew their ears back because there's been guys killed that way. Air pressure is nasty stuff. Go ahead, friend.
I work on a lot of air systems now, and I can definitely say there's a lot of danger with air systems. That's pretty crazy, though. One of the tanks exploding. Why? I've never heard about that. I've had cylinders break on robots and stuff like that, but I've never had one actually explode like that before. That sounds like an experience, but yeah, Tom, I totally understand about that about the air pressure, man. I was told a bunch of stories from a few old military gentlemen, and they were telling me how they used to take broomsticks and somewhere they were in, they took broomsticks, and whenever they the broomstick was cut in half, they knew, oh, there's the air leak.
Steam pressure aboard a ship, if you walk by a high pressure a line on a steamship, if it had a pinhole in it, they said it'd just cut your arm off. There's things out there that'll get you, friend. And I dealt with large water valves, and I'd go out around the country and set the limiting switches on them and the feedback systems and such. And we built water valves up to 144 inches in diameter. And I had one of those, Keith, stick on me on a dam site up at Syracuse. I was out in the country, and I had set it, and their electrician come in, and and messed with the settings on it overnight, and I was getting ready to leave the next day, and I had a 66-inch water valve at the bottom of that dam that was a bypass in emergencies, and it was stuck open, and the shack that that water valve was in up above was trembling when I was in there trying to set it, and it was over deflected. And, it's a long story, but the inspector, or the superintendent, made the inspector take me, had me take the torque limiters off of it, and I refused. And when I did, he went through the superintendent and the executive vice president and all of that stuff, and they come back and said, "Tom, you got to do it. We'll take responsibility," and sure enough, that happened, and that could have cost lives, but you'd be surprised what it's like standing on top of a 66-inch water valve when it's stuck open, Keith.
For CHY, yeah, roger that, Tom. You know, we call ourselves fluid power with pneumatics, but, yeah, something that size with water is definitely nothing to mess around with. Yeah, I was going to follow that up by saying once the one water heater exploded, we got proper accumulators throughout the building after that. Back then we were family owned. They didn't do so much about that kind of stuff. But, our corporate owners now take that stuff a lot more serious than, you know, it's been good for everybody for them to do so. And, but yeah, it sounds like had a lot of similar backgrounds, former machine shop and working engineering now. But it's, I've done aerospace, industrial defense, not anywhere somebody needed manufacturing type stuff. Anyway, guys, I got to go. Good talking to y'all. I just want to throw that story out there real quick. I need to make a run to the grocery store so we can have some vittles tonight. Over.
Well, it's great to hear you. And sorry I didn't remember your name, but I have a habit of that at 73 years old. Anyways, go ahead, Fred. You have a nice day, kid.
I appreciate the support, man. I hope you have a great day, and I hope you get everything you need at the grocery store and make what you want. Again, 73. Tom, I got a youngin' here. He's nagging me about talking on the repeater. You mind if he comes on?
I do accept third-party traffic, and we will be very glad to talk to him. How old is he? Let him tell me. How old are you? Go ahead.
And an H for station ID. I'm passing to my little brother now. Give me 1 second.
I am 6 now.
Well, you're getting up there fast. How long is it going to be before you go to college? Throws them off, little friend. Well, what do you do for fun every day? Play with your buddies, or you play basketball, football, or just mess around?
Whatever I want.
Pretty independent, Fred. Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear you're having a good time out there. What was your name again? Oh, Matthew, I hope you get to become a ham radio operator one of these days, a lot sooner than I did. You'll really have a lot of fun, Matthew. And we'll say happy birthday and wish you a whole lot more down the line, Matthew. Best response I ever had.
He went all big-eyed and everything there, Tom. He was, he's been nagging me about talking to this repeater while I was talking to you and Keith.
It's nice. I think most any of the guys love to talk to young ones now and then. They have a day on HF called Youth on the Air, I don't know when it is anymore, but that's a good one too if you do any HF, Fred.
I mess with HF every once in a while, but I'm still technician class right now. I'm actually studying up to get my general class. But do you happen to know what band that might be on?
Right off, no. I bet on KI4DOS would, Gary. I'm certain that it's on all bands of HF. Of course, it would have to be in an area that you're licensed for. And I don't know anymore. Used to be, if you were a technician, you weren't allowed any sideband privileges. Maybe it is now, Fred.
Go to the ARRL website and look up YOTA, and that'll tell you a lot of information about it. W2T said that.
Thank you, Rusty. Youth on the air. I think it's YOTA, but whatever Rusty said, he knows more about it than I do. Go ahead, Fred.
That I know technician class has 10 meter on all data in CW, and if I remember correctly, it's 23 to 25, and we're only allowed to go up 200 watts.
My memory, Fred, technician class, this would be single sideband from 28.3 to 28.5. You're quite right. I had to reach for my band plan there. I do mostly CW, Fred. Go ahead, Rusty. Something else. Fred, back to you.
Hey, Rusty. Hope you're having a great day, man. But, yeah, I'll definitely have to give it a look. He's, I think last time he missed, or he was playing ham radio with my dad, KI4MRA. He, it was during Christmas time. My dad just got his drill license. He was, doing the 80 meter Santa. I don't remember what, I don't know the name of it, but it's the Santa thing where you can, have the youngins come on and everything. I actually was, watching them play a little bit there.
Yeah, they have the Santa tracker thing every year. I haven't done that for a long time, but it's nice to get the youth involved with things. And lately, I don't know, we haven't had very many really young ones on here, but guys, they've had technicians clear back to, I think, 8 years old get their license. Well, Fred, I gotta go. I gotta go move this, and Bernice has got some mass consumables upstairs. So I need to, in fact, I think I hear footsteps coming downstairs. So I may have to break for chow and then take this out there. Take care, Fred. Nice to talk to you. And a real pleasure to talk to that young man. This is N0TR. Be clear with your final.
Hey, this has been KO4NNH. Tom, I hope you have a great day, man. 7-3. And I hope that you have everything okay, man. I hope everything goes well for you. This is KO4NNH. I will still be monitoring. KO4NNH, clear.
4CBA mobile.
W4, never give up.
Bill. Oh, man. Well, so, how are you doing?
Fine, brother. Are you out playing, headed to or from the tennis court?
Well, neither one. I actually signed up for the social this morning, and I forgot about it. I just got a text. Of course, it was over. It was at 10 o'clock this morning, so... But anyway, we're just kind of on pins and needles because our brother-in-law is at the point of death. That's Marjorie's husband.
What did you sign up to go to and didn't?
Oh, a tennis social. You just go and they with a partner and you play doubles. And, you know, it's just a fun time, get together, playing tennis with some people you may know and some you may not know. And, so, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
And what it was. Well, I'm sorry to hear about Marjorie's husband. His first name eludes me. But he's had some problems for a while, hasn't he?
Been in and out of the hospital, and he got double pneumonia this last time, and he just has so much scar tissue. They're actually having to pump the oxygen in his cannular, and they said he wouldn't, of course, no nursing home or you know, assisted living place won't take him because of the way they're having to give him oxygen, and the hospital can't keep him. So basically they're just tapering off the oxygen and you know, and he'll eventually pass away.
Hey, a lot of nursing homes just well, they're not set up. They'd have to have a staff member or two just for him, and they're just not set up that way. So I'm sorry to hear that. Marjorie kind of resigned to it.
Yeah, I've been up there 3 times already, and he's been in the hospital for about 6 weeks, and it's just been a roller coaster ride. So anyway, but you know, they're keeping him comfortable, so he's not suffering at all. So that's the good part.
See that, Bill? I know you don't reduce things to that level, but when Teresa had her surgery and then stayed 2 weeks, they presented us with a $150,000 bill, which we just had to pay $2,800 of on her insurance, so I was thankful for it. I tell you, nowadays, that's absolutely as important as the pay. I don't care what you pay me. If you got no benefits, I'm not going to work for you.
Yeah, it's good to have insurance, I tell you. And, of course, Prisma will take you even if you don't have insurance. And that's one thing I really like about them. But anyway, let's see. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway here. I've got, I'm eating early, late lunch, early supper kind of deal. And, so anyway, so I guess I need to sign off here.
Okay, David, good to hear from you, and we'll talk to you soon. I'll be back live in the car here. Got that set up again, so, you know, somebody broke my antenna. Detailing my car, and had to get going on that again. So anyhow, we'll see you later, W4, never give up.
A heck of a detailer. They broke your antenna. Oh, Lord. Well, I'm working on my motorcycle, and I thought I had it secured last night, but part of the weight was being supported by a jack, and it bled down, and I heard it fall about 3:20 this morning. So I had to get my neighbor to help me pick it up. It weighs 700 pounds. So I'll tell you, I just...
I hope it didn't scratch you. We'll see you later.
KB4CBA.